This is a Federal News Network podcast.
It's time for Fed Talk, the live show for feds in the know. From federal agencies to Capitol Hill, the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth bring in experts from across the federal community to bring you inside the issues. Fed Talk is meant to provide general information about legal issues. However, the views expressed in this program are not intended to provide legal counseling. Listeners are cautioned not to rely upon any statements made in resolving legal issues they may face, but instead to consult with their own attorney about specific situations. Attorneys are not engaged in providing legal services while appearing on the program and are not responsible in any manner for the consequences that may stem directly or indirectly from reliance on any statement made during this program.
Good morning and welcome to Fed Talk. Today is Friday, November 20th, 2020. I'm Tony Vernetti, the founder and president of Fed Protection. Today is the second installment of our open season shows where we provide federal employees with key insights they will need to know in order to make the best insurance coverage choices this open season. I'd like to begin by welcoming Shane Kingfield to the show. Shane is the CEO of WEPA and brings over 25 years of experience in the insurance and nonprofit leadership to his position. WEPA is a nonprofit life insurance program formed by feds for feds, and they have been providing civilian federal employees and their families with affordable life insurance since 1943. Good morning, Shane. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Tony. Can't wait till we get to see each other in person again. Looking forward to that.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Bill Briskin and David Yoder from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association on. And as most of you know, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is the largest provider of health care for federal employees and their families. Bill is the Senior Vice President of Government Programs, and David is the Vice President of Member Care and Management. Today's show, we're going to start with a discussion with Shane about what open season means for feds, questions they should be asking, and obviously about WEPA, what WEPA has to offer for feds considering changes to their life insurance benefits. In the second half of the show, we'll bring Bill and David on to talk about what Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is offering during this open season. Before we dig in, I want to remind everyone that Fed Talk is brought to you by the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program. The Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program is sponsored by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. It's insured by John Hancock Life and Health Insurance Company under a group long-term care insurance policy. And it's administered by the Long-Term Care Partners, which is now doing business as FedPoint. So to learn more about that, please go to ltcfeds.com. That's ltcfeds.com. So Shane, I know WEPA, as I in the introduction, provides life insurance to supplement or as an alternative to FEGLI, if you will. But you know, I always consider WEPA as a real thought leader for all kinds of issues impacting federal employees. You know, just an organization that really has its pulse on the federal community. So I do at least initially want to get your take on what federal employees should be thinking about this open season, you know, particularly in light of the year we've had with COVID and, you know, kind of what you're telling WEPA members to be thinking about, you know, about as they're making their decisions. But before you do that, if you can just quickly sort of introduce WEPA to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you. We were founded by executive order from President Roosevelt during World War II. I love this story. We had civilian federal employees in war zones overseas, and life insurance policies excluded coverage in war zones, whether you're active duty military or not. So the president tasked his Secretary of Treasury, we need to fix this because we had 20,000, 30,000 feds traveling overseas. So WEPA was born in 1943 with a company, life insurance company that doesn't exist anymore. Through the years, we have continued in that tradition. In 1954, FEGLI was born. So you can actually go into the Federal Register and pull down the code. I've done that. It's fascinating to see it. But we predated them. And our life insurance policy is a nonprofit. It's a 501c9, which is unique nonprofit status that you typically see with unions, although we're not a union. We are a the way WIPA works with the IRS and Treasury is that you're a civilian federal employee. That opens the door to WIPA. You join the organization. It's a $2 fee. I can talk about that someday. $2, I guess, meant something in 1943, but today it's
not before the $2 bill was out.
So once you're a member of WIPA, then you have access to the various programs, and group life insurance is the principal one. So it's sizable. You know, it's 46,000 civilian feds are in the program.
Great. Yeah. So look, this is a unique year, obviously, with COVID, and just everything's different. You know, open season is different. So I would just love to get your take on, you know, kind of what federal employees should be thinking about, if, you know, if anything, you know, different this year, you know, as they launch upon, you know, open season. Obviously, we're not having the health fairs like we do, and they got to rely on a lot of virtual benefit fairs. But what do you see happening out there?
Yeah, the insurance business, in particular life insurance, perhaps not so much health insurance, because people get health insurance through the employer, in this case, federal government. The traditional sit down at a table, ask questions across the table with a life insurance agent. COVID has put all that aside. So you have to get, generally speaking, you have to get used to and really embrace the online environment for buying and selling. You have to identify those resources where you can do good comparisons. I know OPM does have some great comparison tools out there. There are a number of them. I would say beyond that, that it doesn't look a whole lot different for the purchase of insurance generally. With health insurance, you've got the health insurance experts coming on in a few minutes. We don't do health insurance at WIPA. But the traditional, I did do corporate health insurance for a long time. So the traditional factors that you take into account, I think, still exist. You know, the coverage and the premiums, what's happening to your plan's premium rates. You know, you get average OPM numbers. I think this year was 5% across the spectrum, but that's an average. So your plan may have taken a big spike. It may not. If it does take a big spike, I think you seriously need to evaluate it. Is this the right coverage for me? It could be that it is, and you're willing to pay more.
So it's interesting, something you mentioned there that hadn't, you know, occurred to me. You know, it's like and it goes both ways. It goes from the company and, you know, the consumer out there, is you're going to have to rely more on technology, right, to get your information. And sometimes a lot of people aren't comfortable with that. And we're bringing them along, you know, kicking and screaming, you know, and, you know, maybe that has the sort of, you know, the benefit to be, you know, to be a good thing. Like for me, as an insurance provider, a discretionary insurance provider, you know, I think this is allowing us, and I would like to get your take on that, you know, possibly the ability to potentially provide more information out into the, you know, the marketplace than we would be able to do if we were just, you know, picking up our signs and our brochures and going to, you know, a different agency every day. You know, that we're all kind of thinking more creatively on how we can get the information out there.
Yeah. The life insurance business in particular has been dragged kicking and screaming into the new world of technology. And we can talk a little bit more about that later. But you're absolutely right. You know, you have to embrace this. It's going to be a long time before we move away from a technology-driven purchase environment.
Right. We have to stop here for our first break. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Network. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with WIPA CEO Shane Canfield.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Network. We are here with WEPA CEO Shane Canfield and Bill Bruskin and David Yoder from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association to discuss open season for federal employees. So Shane, we're talking about open season, and I know WEPA is a provider of life insurance to federal employees. And obviously the life insurance group program that's available to federal employees is the Federal Employee Group Life Insurance, or otherwise known as FEGLI. Is there an open season for FEGLI?
Yeah, great question. Not this year. The last time was 2017. And that basically means anybody can apply with no medical exam and it's done about once a decade. So it's going to be quite some time before FEGLI has an open season period again. There are some times when you can apply for the life insurance program. You can apply for it anytime if you want a medical exam. So that's open to civilian feds. And then with life events, getting married, birth of a child, OPM can tell you exactly what life events or how they're defined for feds. But that's an opportunity when you can come into the program without going through the traditional medical underwriting. And there's a good reason for that. If you don't put some controls and brakes on a life insurance program and you just have open season every year, it's called adverse selection. People that need it right now or they know they need it will come in, and then the plan's experience will deteriorate very fast. Everybody's rates will go up and the whole thing becomes less competitive. In the life insurance business, that's called the death spiral. And it's really just a longstanding tradition that open seasons for life insurance about once a decade.
Hmm. Now, how does that apply to what you offer at WEPA? You don't have open season, non-open season, correct?
Right. Yeah. We do not have that. We do have medical underwriting. So people can apply at any time, but they do go through an underwriting process. And of course, the amount of that depends on the person's age and how much they apply for. So we do take about 80% of those people who apply. Principal reason for that is beds are really good risks. They just are. Our experience has been tremendous over many years, very stable. And, there are some other reasons why WEPA does look good. But as far as applying goes, over 80% apply and stay 17 years. These are astonishing numbers. You don't see that very much in group plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, for our listeners, why don't you, I guess, do an overview of what you believe like the major differences are between, a WEPA life insurance product versus what a federal employee may be getting with the government through FEGLI?
Yeah. The first thing I want to say is FEGLI is the employer plan. It is easy to sign up for. It is what feds are presented with when they're hired. And there's not a thing wrong with FEGLI. This is a traditional employer plan in the sense that it mirrors, if you worked at Ford Motor or Boeing or Hilton, you would get this traditional group pool rate life insurance program. The biggest difference is price, and that's we are significantly lower. $350 in the first year is a typical savings. Again, it's an average. It's a typical savings. And if you amplify that over 17 years, the average length of time people are with us, and then take into account changing age bands, it's significant savings over time. You know, it could be easily be $6,000-$8,000 over the course of a group life insurance program. The difference again is underwriting. So you do have to go through that process with us. It's one time. It's very non-invasive. We can talk about how we've changed underwriting later on if you'd like. Some of the other principal differences, portability. If somebody leaves federal service, you can't take the Fegley program with you. You can't do that. It's not something nefarious with Fegley. It's any employer group life insurance program. You can't take it with you.
All right.
But WAFA, you can. Once you're in, you're in.
And I know you have the chronic illness rider part of, you know, along with your policy that I think is particularly attractive to a lot of people looking at it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is we're very proud of this one. This is the first group plan that I know that has this. I'm sure others do, but at this point, but we were one of the first. And you normally see this with individual life insurance programs. So if you suffer a chronic illness, one that your doctor says you're not going to recover from, it can be, we can pay out up to $125,000 a year, ultimately arriving at an amount which is half of your death benefit. But you can get an early payout of your death benefit if you've got a terminal condition. And you can do it years in advance. So when people actually need it, they can get some cash. So it's not long-term care. It's we always have to be careful we say that. And it's subject to those limits I talked about, the $125,000, that's an IRS limit. But it's a very small amount of additional premium to have this option. It's well worth it.
So it really operates as kind of like a hybrid product.
Yeah. It's, I think the best way to look at it is an early payout of the death benefit. So if you have $1 million of coverage, you can get up to $500,000 paid out in increments of $125,000 for 4 years. But as you collect money out of the plan, the death benefit reduces.
Right.
So that's it is different than long-term care. Long-term care is a far more complicated and extensive product.
And you mentioned there briefly that there are some changes that WAPA has made to the how you're doing the underwriting and things like that. Can you expand upon that for us?
Yeah. So during COVID, we were in a real bind. The whole life insurance industry was, because we rely on medical exams and we rely on blood draws, fluid analysis. The life insurance business has been built on these points of data to develop our actuarial tables for over 100 years. And so what do you do when nobody wants a paramed examiner in their home during COVID? And frankly, we don't want to put our paramedics at risk either. You know, nobody. So how do you deal with that? So there are two main avenues. For right now, we have shifted our underwriting guidelines to include more leniency on paramedics. It doesn't mean we don't do paramedical exams at all. If you're applying for very high levels of insurance, you're going to get that. But we do spend more time looking at driving records, Medical Information Bureau reports. There's a prescription database put up by Milliman. We take all these factors into account, and we're making approvals with what we're calling accelerated underwriting. We're not the only one doing that, but we embraced it right away, and it's working. It's definitely working.
I mean, it just goes to kind of like what we said at the beginning of the show. I mean, both the consumer, you know, and the providers are going to need to, you know, be able to adapt and change.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're just sitting there flat footed on either side of it, you know, you can just be left behind. So that's important to kind of, you know, be out there and be front. So how does somebody, like if I'm a federal employee, I got my Fegley, I kind of know what the benefit is. How, like you mentioned that the average savings is $350 in the first year. How do I go about like just comparing that or shopping it with Waypoint?
Is it an online calculator? Yes. And, it's very, very simple. We've redone our website recently, made it even easier. You go to the website, how much life insurance do I need? And then you can do compare age, the amount you want, and there's a slider. The slider is the amount, and it will show you the premium difference between WEPA and Fegley. And we, the reason we can do this is because Fegley's rates are public. Our rates are public. It's all right up front. We're also relatively simple. I'm very proud of the way that we price it, meaning it's only age. And it's only the amount you buy. We do not have special pricing for gender. We do not have special pricing for zip code. We have no other factors involved. So we don't have standard or substandard rates. You know, somebody who fits all the underwriting criteria, they get the normal rate. And if you're really healthy, you get this special reduced rate. And if you're really not healthy, but, you know, not so far out of bounds that we have to decline, you get an increased premium. We don't have any of that. So it makes for a super easy comparison. When you apply with WEPA, you're either in or you're out. And I'm actually proud of that for a lot of reasons in today's world where we're all conscious about making sure that, you know, that we apply rating structures uniformly. And we've been this way the entire time. We'll continue to do that.
And I want to make sure everybody has the website. It's WEPA.org. That's WAEPA.org, WEPA.org. But let me ask, so when somebody logs in and they want to do a comparison, what kind of personal information do they have to give you? Or do they just have to give you know, put in, you know, what they're looking to compare it with? Do you need any personal identifiers, email, any a name or anything?
You do not. You can just use the calculator online, and we even if you log in or give us an email address, we're still not asking any of those questions that you talked about. We don't care, right? We don't rate that way. It's irrelevant. Yeah.
And look, and I asked the question, and sort of, you know, I obviously know the answer a little bit, having been around and a good friend of WEPA for many years.
Sure.
But I think that's key for the federal employee out there to understand and know, because some of the barriers sometimes to getting out there and shopping insurance rates and things like that is, you know, you feel like you got to give personal information and you're going to be subjected to a major sales pitch.
Right.
You know, here you've got a very easy to use, simple to use. As you said, the underwriting guidelines are pretty straightforward, and they can, you know, figure out their rates and figure out their savings, you know, right out the gate. You know, so there's no reason for federal employees not to take a look at that. What kind of guidance does WEPA provide federal employees as they're trying to decide kind of the right limits for them? And what kind of factors, you know, they should be looking at?
Well, there's online tools. You can also call us, but the traditional factors, that is no different for a Fed than anyone else. You know, if you're, how old are you? If you were to die early, how many more working years left do you have? You need to calculate that. And do you have, what outstanding debt might you have? Your mortgage, your credit card bills. Do you want to provide a replacement for that lost income or not? Perhaps some people don't, but these are options. Do you want to provide education for college for children who haven't gotten there yet? So it's both a lost income calculation as well as a debt calculation. Those are the big ones. And I'd say after that, shop. You know, look around, and you know, I think you'll find WEPA very competitive. But we are dedicated to civilian federal employees. The difference. But if you're just out shopping, you've got a lot of options, right? You've got your direct underwriters, you've got, you know, Geico and for, you know, PenFed, everybody can join PenFed or Navy Federal. You've got those kinds of group players. Then you've got the individual market with, New York Life, individual, Mass Mutual, and so on. You've got the difference between group term life insurance, individual term life insurance, and then whole life. I would say you can call us. We have resources online. But understand those different markets. And then compare it to your employer plan. So yeah. You can make this pretty complicated. If you have a significant estate, you need to make it complicated. But you can always call us. The final thing I'll mention is quickly that we do have a arrangement with Ernst & Young. So if you're a civilian federal employee, you join the organization, you don't have to buy the life insurance to have access to this. You have free access to a dedicated certified financial planner. You can either ask specific questions or you can develop a full financial plan. EY is not selling anything. We're not selling anything. This is a corporate benefit. I modified it to the association world. We're really proud of this. And frankly, with COVID, people's incomes being interrupted, being upset, perhaps a lot of dual income earners. I'd say take advantage of this.
Yeah. And look, and for my money, I'll just say, look, it's a WEPA is a company, it's by feds, for feds. It's a little bit more than just trying to sell you life insurance or really trying to do something that is right by federal employees. And that's been my experience and in my many years associated, with you guys. Again, the website's WEPA.org. We're going to have to stop here for our second break. We'll continue our discussion after a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Network.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Shaw, Bransford, and Roth.
One team working all three branches: judicial, legislative, executive.
Judicial.
SB&R Employment Attorneys offer specialized legal representation for federal managers.
Legislative.
Lobbyists in government and public affairs advocating for corporate clients.
Executive.
Produces two free weekly newsletters, Fed Manager and Fed Agent.
Shaw, Bransford, and Roth is your one destination for all three branches of government.
Online at shawbransford.com. SB&R. Client-focused, results-driven.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Network. We are just entering the second half of our show. In the first half, we spoke with WEPA CEO Shane Canfield about open season, the implications of COVID-19, and WEPA's life insurance options for federal employees. Now, Bill Breskin and David Yoder from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association will join us for a discussion on their association's offerings during this open season and how the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association has invested in member health. Bill, let me start with you and ask you just to provide a kind of a high-level, big-picture overview for those that are unfamiliar with the three main plans offered by Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Sure, glad to do that, and thank you for having us on. Open season started on November 9th. It'll run through December 14th, and you have a very, very wide selection of health insurance plans that you can choose from in the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program. Blue Cross Blue Shield offers three health products under the FEHBP. We offer FEP Blue Standard, which is our product that has the widest network, has very significant coverage, really covers most, the great majority of things that are going to happen. And the network we have is vast. It's 95% of available providers are in our network. And it is not surprisingly, our most expensive product. The next product we have is FEP Blue Basic. And that is a product that also offers about 95% of the available providers in your area, but is in-network only. And so the benefits that are provided are if you go in-network. If you go out-of-network, there are not benefits. There are pharmacy formulary that allows for a very low copayment. You stay within the formulary. Lots of our folks really like this product. In fact, it's the fastest-growing product that we have. And then finally, we offered a new product a couple of years ago called FEP Blue Focus, which is a product really designed to focus on a segment in the FEHB program of people, really two categories, people that manage their conditions extremely well, or people who are very, very much in the category of healthy and really actively promoting their health. This product is really terrific in that it's our least expensive product and does offer and really focuses on preventative care. So for example, the first 10 visits to your primary care are only $10 a piece. In addition, we have a telehealth benefit for all of our products. And the first two telehealth visits are actually free, but then a very generous benefit on those. What we've done in 2021 is we're expanding all of our products to allow for telehealth to not only include our telehealth vendor, Teladoc. So if you call Teladoc, you get the benefit. But we're also going to allow people permanently now to be able to go to their primary or their specialty provider and have a virtual call. Appointment, and it'll be handled just as if they went into the doctor's office or the specialist's office, same copayment. So that really outlines, I think, what we do with respect to our three products.
Oh, I'm just curious, so the newer one, the FEP Blue Focus, when did you launch that? Was it last year?
Yeah, we launched it in 2019, and 2019 was our second year, excuse me.
Right.
So we're now entering our third year. I guess 2019 would be our first year. 2020 was our second year, and 2021 is our third year. I did get a little mixed up there.
And are you seeing a lot of people, like what you said, like the people who are healthier or more actively, you know, engaged in managing their own healthcare? Are you seeing a lot of people, select that?
Yes, we are. We're actually over now, in this year, we're going to go over 100,000 lives that are going to be covered under that product in just the first 2 years. So we are seeing it.
Is that what you anticipated, or is that better?
It's really what we anticipated. Our goals were set in such a way that we were pretty aggressive in terms of what we thought we would get, and we're getting about what we expected.
Okay, so I want to, obviously, it's 2020, so I can't get through a show without talking about how COVID-19, has impacted, you all throughout this year. So, David, I was wondering if I can just sort of ask you, what the kind of COVID-19 response has been from Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Sure. It's been a really robust response. You can imagine as we were starting in the March, April time period, a lot of changes going on. Things were shut down pretty quickly. And we still needed to make sure that our members were able to get the care they need. So we made a whole number of changes around that during this time period. Bill actually touched on a few of them. But, for anyone who needs to get a diagnostic test for COVID-19, and that could be either the PCR test, the rapid test, the antigen test, any of the tests that are used to diagnose COVID-19. We waived all the copays for that. In addition, if someone does unfortunately get ill enough to where they need to go in the hospital because of COVID, we've also waived their cost shares for when they're in the hospital for that time and got rid of all the pre-cert requirements, everything else, so that we could really have members focus on their care and not worry about any bills that they may have to get afterwards. If the member was, most were lucky enough to where they just needed to stay home, do some recuperation. We did waive all of the early medication refills. So a lot of times you can't get your medication until you've used 75 or 80%. We waived all those fills for those members who were worried about, were they going to be able to get the appropriate quantities of medication as the changes were going on. And then we also, for those really in emergency situations, we just waived the copays altogether, even if it wasn't COVID medications for that. So if they found themselves in an emergent situation, they had to get something because the pharmacy was going to close, whatever it may be, we were able to waive the copay on request for those members. And then Bill touched a little bit on the Teladoc or telemedicine benefits, to where we waived the copays for all of those. And as you can imagine, telemedine just exploded, went up, we're talking 400-500% up as far as telemedicine use. And then the second part of that was not just for the Teladoc benefit that we have out there, but then the local providers. So if a member still needed to see the provider for a diabetes checkup, hypertension, whatever it may be, we opened up it so that they could get those visits just like they would a regular office visit with the standard copay. You know, the other big thing, because behavioral health has been such a concern throughout this process, was really around making sure that our members had that. So we launched a product called MyStrength, which is a virtual, again, behavioral health type program where they can do one-on-one coaching, they can get a personal care plan, ways to manage stress, you know, tips for parenting when somebody's at home with all their kids and trying to figure out how to keep them active. And again, that was at no cost to the member. So we stayed pretty busy along the way there.
Let me ask you, with the, obviously more people taking advantage of you know, the telehealth and the teledoc and things like that, I'm just curious, and you may put you on the spot, you may not have this information, but I just wonder if you're seeing more kind of quote doctor visits because people are able to do the telehealth maybe a little bit more easier for them than they would, you know, getting in the car, having to, like I did yesterday, having to drive to my orthopedic surgeon. You know, it was kind of a, you know, a pain to have to do in the middle of the day. But I'm just curious as to whether you're seeing, I don't know, people just taking advantage or being a little bit better with their healthcare because they're able to take advantage of this telehealth functions that are out there.
Yeah,
you know, most definitely. Yeah. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the so teledoc increased, you know, like 400%. Even our local providers, and that was really the big difference. That increased pretty substantially, and that has not dropped back. Telemedicine has come back a little bit. Versus the peaks that we're at, but we've continued to grow on the provider, local provider side. So, you know, unfortunately, you can't do teleorthopedics at this point.
not helpful.
But you know, all the routine visits with their endocrinologists and things like that, to where they're not actually putting hands on you. You know, that continues to grow, and we anticipate that will continue to grow over time. We don't think that this is going to be a one-time occurrence that will go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just add, I think we're seeing a really significant change. And I think that COVID really accelerated some of the changes we've seen. We started to see telemedicine get to be a bigger deal before COVID, and it clearly accelerated during it. I'd like to also just add, you know, we, of all the things I think we're proud of at Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, probably the thing we're most proud about is during this, we eliminated any barriers to people getting care, because our philosophy was, you got enough to worry about, you got enough stress in your life, last thing you need to worry about is whether something's covered or not. So by eliminating those barriers, we really feel like we were able to serve the needs of our the federal workforce and the people who are buying our insurance. And I think one of those outputs was telemedicine. And with going with a permanent benefit in 2021 of telemedicine, if you go to your primary or your specialty care provider, I think we feel like we're helping address that change, that sea change.
And that's, look, that was the essence of my question. You know, I wonder, I've always kind of a, you know, glasses half full kind of guy. And so, you know, maybe this is a positive out of all this, if it's going to have, you know, make, you know, telemedicine can make, more effective and more quicker medical care available to individuals, you know, maybe, you know, that's something that can come out of all this, you know, as a positive. And obviously it's organizations such as yourself that are in embracing that. The question I have on the behavioral health thing that you all added, was that specifically added in response to COVID-19?
It was, you know, we already had always had behavioral health benefit, and we even actually had it through teledoc, to where it was you could meet with a mental health professional just like you would otherwise. But it was pretty slow moving. We were building it up until time. But yeah, the MyStrength, that was added specifically for COVID, and we liked it so much, we're going to continue to keep it on, like some of those other benefit changes. So that's one of those good things that came out, is a better availability for mental health.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to stop here for our final break. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Bill Breskin and David Yoder of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Network.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Network. We're entering our last segment of the show with Bill Bruskin and David Yoder of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. And we've been talking about open season. So guys, one of the things I wanted to ask about, because we talked about the plans you have available, and we talk about the COVID-19 response and all the great things you all have been doing to meet the needs of your members. What's new? I mean, a lot of our listeners want to know, kind of what's new for 2021. Is there something they should be considering, looking at? Are there going to be major changes to their benefits?
So, we already touched on a couple of those things. One, we're going to be expanding that telehealth benefit out to the local provider. We made a few changes to our formulary, which you do, typically every year. Not a lot of changes otherwise. It's been a year where people have just really hunkered down, literally as well as figuratively, and are not looking for a lot of changes. We felt like some of the things that we did during COVID really are, good to continue on, and we'll continue that process. Not a lot of changes, especially when it comes to Blue Focus. That product has been very successful. People have been very happy with it, and we haven't actually touched that over the last couple of years. We made just a very small tweak, but really the telehealth has been the thing that dominates the conversation for 2021 benefits, and that continued to be expansion. And we think that really is going to be a long lasting, here to stay type of environment. Other than that, we've changed a few things when it comes to things like the mobile app and some of our online tools. I think we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but we continue to have a very robust process for our Blue Health assessment, where members can go in, they can take a little bit of an assessment, try to get a sense of where they're at for health-wise, and then they can earn rewards if they continue to follow some of the care plans that have been set out on that. But it's been a busy year, but it's been a pretty good year of people are happy with where they're at right now.
Mm-hmm. What I would add that hasn't changed, which I'm very gratified about, is for FEP Blue Focus is our rates. They're actually flat. Yeah. And then with respect to FEP Blue Standard and FEP Blue Basic, very modest increases. So we're really gratified to be able to continue to offer affordable rates for all three of our products.
So David, you mentioned a little while ago, you talked about the new mobile apps that you have, and I believe that you have something called the FEP Blue mobile app. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
It's actually available out on both the Android as well as the Apple stores. You can download it. It's gets really good reviews from our members. It's not an app that has all the bells and whistles that you need, because you don't really need that. It just has the basics for it that really helps the members navigate what they need. So, the biggest thing is, and actually the coolest thing I think, is that you could bring up your ID card on the app and you can show it. It scans it, it copies it, does all that. Because whenever you go to the doctor's office, the first thing they ask is, where's your card at?
And then that is really cool.
Your purse, and you start digging for the card, and it's, you pull out the dental card, no, that's not the right one. You pull out the vision one, no, that's not the right one. You can just bring it up on the app. They can scan it right then off your phone, and it's good to go. And that's actually probably one of the more popular pieces. You can also get your EOB, so you can look and see, if the doctor has you have a question for the doctor about, what happened the last time around, you can do that. And then we have a real nice thing called an interactive benefit tool, where you can go out, if you're not sure what your benefits are, it's searchable. It's very easy to find what you need to find out what your benefit is. So when the doctor says, oh, you're going to have to have a minor surgery, you can see what actually that is. And maybe it's cheaper for you to go to one of the freestanding clinics versus some of the other ones. So it's very nice that you've got it right at point of sale and right at the point of contact with the providers. And we get great reviews on it out on both those stores.
And are you able to track like your medications and things like that on there as well?
You can. So you can, we have interfaces out so that you can not only look at what your medications are, but you can also look at what's on the formulary. So if the doctor wants to prescribe you medication, you can look it up real quick if he hasn't done it already and say, no, that's not covered or that's not formulary. And he'll be able to find an alternative there as opposed to going to the pharmacy and finding out afterwards that, you know, you've got to make three other calls. You can just do it right there in the doctor's office.
So I got to tell you, just to have the insurance card, like there is a benefit. I'm always forgetting to bring it. And if you're out of town, right? How many people bring it out of town? You know, if you have an emergency or something, it's nice to have it right at your fingertips.
Absolutely.
Let's shift gears. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the dental and vision benefits. It's sometimes and often, you know, an overlooked part of someone's healthcare, and it's you know, it's so important. You know, that you know, a lot of health issues sometimes start with dental issues or vision issues. So tell us a little bit about what Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is offering there.
Sure. You know, we have through the FedBit program, we have a very robust both products, both in the dental as well as the vision programs. And you're right, Tony, the things that you can find from your eyes, you know, they all say that the eyes are the window into the soul. And that's really true. You know, there's a fair amount of folks, I think the last time I saw were around 15% of diabetics are actually diagnosed when they go in for an eye exam, because as they are looking for what their prescriptions are, they're also doing looking at the retina and seeing some areas there. And you can actually diagnose diabetes by looking at the retina and what some of the changes in the blood vessels within that. So it's really important to go to, you know, get those exams, not only if you just need eyeglasses or contacts, but really just to make sure that, you know, you don't have any cataracts that are developing, anything with glaucoma, which, you know, can cause permanent blindness, as well as just the diabetic side of it as well. And there's some other things that can be diagnosed that way. So, you know, we really have some robust benefits on our vision side. You know, the care at no cost when they go in and get their exams on a yearly basis. So it's we try to put as much out there as we can. We've got a whole slew of different benefits when it comes to you know, what the eyeglasses are, you know, what their costs are, what's available, what's allowed. I would encourage folks, if they're interested, to go out to our websites for both our dental and vision products and take a look. Very competitive rates as well on that. And we have very large networks throughout the nation. So we're very proud of that.
And just to reiterate, we have two different products in each. So we have a high and we have a standard, and there are differences. You know, I know, for example, the frame allowance and how often you can use the frame allowance is different in our vision product. There are some differences in our dental product. So make sure you look at those in detail and figure out which one is best for you.
Are there, this kind of leads into my last sort of set of questions, but in specific, like when you say, make sure you look at it in detail, are there folks available? If individuals want to call and they had questions, to explain, I guess, the difference in the different programs or benefits as it particularly applies to what we just talked about?
Absolutely. There are, in virtually every way, and in reality every way, there are access points for people to get the information they need and to understand their products best. David talked a little bit about the application that we have through Android and through Apple. But, you know, there are online tools. There are digital tools that are really terrific in being able to help you figure out which product is best for you, how much it costs. One of the things I'm most proud about is beginning this next year, we're going to actually have a health insurance premium advisor, which will give you the full cost of your insurance, not just the premium, but under each product, what would be covered and what wouldn't be covered based on your history. Looking back at your history, kind of going forward, similar situation, what would be covered and what wouldn't. So it allows you to plan, do economic planning on what the true cost is going to be of your health products. But as far as to answer your question, yeah, absolutely. We have people available. We have online. We have online chat available if you want to do it that way. So every way you can think of, people are available to answer your questions. The other thing I would mention is, you know, we are still doing tons of health fairs. They're all virtual, but we're doing tons of virtual health fairs, tons of seminars with health benefit officers to be able to inform them during open season on what the changes are and what the differences are between our products. So by all means, make sure you check in with your agency and see when health fairs are going to be available. Because that gives you a really good idea of not only our products, but all the products that are available to you. You can compare our products to the others. And I think you'll find that we really offer the most competitive and best products out there.
So is the proper website to send them to get started for more information is febblue.org, febblue.org?
That is correct, yep.
So you mentioned that you're still doing a ton of health fairs, just all virtual. That is a question I had is how has that been? How has the response been? How engaged have people been? You know, how do your people feel like they've been able, you know, to get the information out into the marketplace that's needed?
You know, we had no preconceived notions on what would happen this year. I think we're just completely, we'll get two people to show up, we'll get a million people to show up. We just had no idea. Generally pretty good. In some cases, stunningly good. You know, we had lots and lots of people attending them virtually. And honestly, I think particularly in some of the areas where there normally are pretty well attended events, there's even more because people can attend virtually. And so we've really had a tremendous amount of participation, lots of really good questions, some tough questions. People ask the right questions and we're able to give them answers. But, you know, they've been really great. And, you know, again, thinking out loud, you wonder to what degree, as we go further after COVID, whether some of these virtual events will make sense for people and will continue even when live events are available again.
Well, I think that goes to, you know, something we were talking earlier, and it's just, well, it's not just, you know, sort of, you know, your business, my business. You know, it's a lot of businesses it may forever change the way they do business. You know, there's real estate. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, changes happening. You know, one of the final questions, you know, I would just have for you guys, you know, we talk so much, you know, about what you guys are doing for your members, what you're doing for the federal workforce. And you're obviously, you know, the undisputed leader in this space, providing, you know, healthcare and a, you know, thought leader. How have you all been? How has, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield as an association, how have your employees been? You know, how have they responded, you know, to everything that's going on?
I really appreciate the question. It's been astoundingly gratifying to see how hard people are working and how people are figuring it out. You know, as you can imagine, I mean, just like everybody else out there, you know, families with small children, with kids in school, taking care of loved ones, all having to do that while they're trying to get their work done. It's been really rather amazing, the amount of work we've been able to achieve. And more than that, and most gratifying, is we haven't seen a lot of people get sick. In fact, I think only one so far who's gotten the disease and has done fine. And then just their mental health seems to be really good. I think one of the things we've been most focused on is how's everybody just doing, you know, with getting their head around what's going on day to day.
Right.
Change of seasons and all the other stuff. So, you know, knock on wood, really, really well. You know, I wanted to mention one other thing if I could, if we had just a minute. There's a huge increase in people not getting their childhood and vaccinations. And I'm not talking about vaccination for COVID. I'm talking about the normal vaccinations that kids get. And with this huge amount, we're actually starting to create a health problem and could turn into a health crisis if not enough kids are getting their normal vaccinations. So I want to get the word out to everybody. Make sure your kids get their vaccinations. Make sure we get closer to 100% rather than a lower number. So thanks for
having me. All right. That's all the time we have for the show today. I want to thank Shane Canfield from WEPA and Bill Breskin and David Yoder from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association for joining us today. And thank all of you for listening. Fed Talk is brought to you by the federal employment law firm of Shaw, Bransford & Roth. Have a great weekend.